Sault Ste. Marie, at the end of the day, both teams will look to build moving forward. The exhibition season opened for the Sault Greyhounds and Sudbury Wolves in the Sault on Sunday afternoon, and it's ultimately an opportunity to see where things stand after training camp. The end result was a 6-3 win for the Wolves, but both teams will be looking to build off the contest, which both coaches agreed was sloppy at times. Greyhounds coach John Dean said he felt his team looked timid early on in the game. "We also tried to do too much," Dean added. "We didn't move the puck efficiently at all. Sudbury came in with a really good forecheck, got on top of pucks, and we were trying to overhandle the puck, and they were trying to create 50-50 battles. It was really difficult on us in the first period." Dean added that the team was more efficient with the puck in the final 40 minutes. "As the game went on, we got better at moving the puck quicker, especially from the back end," Dean said. "In the second period, our forwards did a really good job of hunting pucks and being on top of it. In the third period, we kinda combined the two. The D were a little more efficient, the forwards got on top of pucks, we scored a few goals and feel good about ourselves." With veterans Kirill Kudryavtsev and Andrew Gibson, as well as import Artu Karki, out of the lineup on the blue line, Dean said, "There's opportunity for minutes there on the back end, slotted in with those three as regulars. I don't think tonight pushed anybody ahead of anybody else," Dean said. "It needs to be a lot better and more efficient, but at the same time, it's game one. There's probably a little more frustration this year because there's a lot of returning guys that are getting some minutes, but it's exhibition game one. We're not going to overthink this." Wolves coach Ken McKenzie called the game an extension of our training camp. "Not a lot of structure to the game," McKenzie added, while crediting goaltender Jakub Vindras, who made some big saves early on and made some later on in the game. McKenzie said the game in part was a way to help build confidence for players with a number of regulars out of the lineup. "You don't want to panic as a coach," McKenzie said. "Most of our guys, it's their first game. They're going to make mistakes. They're all going to make mistakes, but you want to keep giving them their chances to come back, and if anything, you want them to have some confidence. That's what this is about, is building their confidence." Sudbury opened the scoring with just under 6 minutes to go in the opening period as Ryan Price beat Greyhounds starter Charlie Schenkel from the top of the left faceoff circle high stick side on the power play. Saltite Hudson Chitteroni extended the Wolves' lead 2-19 later as he took a pass in tight from Owen Protz and beat Schenkel going to his backhand. The goal also came on the man advantage with Sudbury up 2 men. Sudbury made it a 3-0 game 3 minutes into the second period as Saltite Devin Morrow beat Schenkel from the top of the left circle to extend the Wolves' lead. With 2:40 to go in the second period, Nicholas Yearwood made it a 4-0 game as he beat Landon Miller stickside from the slot. The Greyhounds got on the board 77 seconds into the third period when Ethan Montroy beat Sudbury goaltender Jakub Vindras while cutting through the slot off the post and in stickside. Sudbury made it a 5-1 game when Mason Chitteroni, brother of Hudson, beat Miller stickside from the left faceoff circle on the power play on a cross-ice pass from Nathan Villeneuve just over a minute later. Montroy picked up his second of the night at 4:10 when he beat Vindras in tight on a rebound. The Greyhounds pulled to within 2 when Travis Hayes beat Vindras from just inside the left faceoff circle at 7:17. Chase Coughlin capped off the scoring with an empty net marker with 48 seconds to go. Owen Allard assisted on all 3 goals for the Greyhounds in the loss. Schenkel made 15 saves for the Greyhounds before making way for Miller midway through the second period. Miller stopped 7 of the 9 shots he faced. Protz and Villeneuve had 2 assists each for the Wolves in the victory, while Vindras made 24 saves. McKenzie credited Hudson Chitteroni, drafted by the Wolves in the 2023 Old Draft. "He's every bit as good as I thought he was going to be," McKenzie said of the 2023 third rounder. "He showed a lot of poise tonight in everything he did." The Wolves also have Chitterone's older brother Mason in camp, and McKenzie said the latter's experience in junior while playing in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League has been an asset. "This is a good opportunity for us. We're down a couple defensemen to start off, and his experience shows out there," McKenzie said. "He made some good decisions out there, and just his overall skill of moving pucks up to our forwards. We really think the strength of our hockey club is going to be up front, and you have to get the puck to those guys." Sudbury has one more exhibition game before the league preseason schedule breaks while NHL training camps kick off. The Wolves will face Peterborough at home on September 8. The Greyhounds are off until after the break, when they are on the road to take on the Wolves on September 20 before wrapping up the preseason with a weekend home-and-home against the Saginaw Spirit on September 22 in Sault Ste. Marie and September 23 in Saginaw. With the break, Dean said the team will use the time to be identity-focused between games. "We'll talk about non-negotiables," Dean added. "We'll work our way out from D-zone to tracking back and what our play looks like away from the puck, and really challenge our guys to have a mentality of taking away time and space and being hard to play against. That will be a primary focus for us." The Greyhounds are slated to open regular season play on September 29 at home against the Flint Firebirds.